city was the best, and my city was a threat to the rest. And my city was a threat to the rest.
This city is my city, and I love it. Yeah, I love it.
This is the Willoughby Fishbowl. I'm Brett here with Sal, Dave, and Fife. How y'all doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good evening, brother. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Oh, okay, we're good. And we're here to talk to you guys about everything from the Avalanche to Zambrano. His first name is Carlos, right?
Carlos Zambrano. Yeah, of course.
Carlos
Miami Marlins. So.
That is true. Good man. Right, good so, player. Good player.
So, he is actually really good. Okay, yeah. On that topic, though, we're going to jump right into things here. Starting off with baseball, we have a guy who's a good baseball reference here, Sal. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about baseball power rankings. I didn't really know them today. Watched the Indians game. I just wanted to get into them a little bit. So,
speaking today is opening day in baseball, finally. We figured we start here in preseason power rankings have actually been out for a little while, but we figured put this in our podcast to start off on our second podcast. Let's start out. We're going to go through the top 10, see what everybody views, and see who you think might we see in the super in the World Series here.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah.
Not the Super Bowl. Here we go. Oh, obviously, really? I got football in the brain.
That is technically true.
Who are going to see the Super Bowl? Glug, glug, glug.
Now.
Starting out at number one.
Number one is gay. That's all I got to say. The Yankees? Are you kidding me?
Obviously, of course, my New York Yankees are ranked number one gay. Power rankings. Yeah, number two, Texas Rangers. Number three, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Of course,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's how gay they are in California. They got to change their name like that. Number four, Detroit Tigers. Number five, Tampa Bay Rays. Number six, Boston Red Sox. Number seven, Diamondbacks. Number eight, Philadelphia Phillies. Number nine, St. Louis Cardinals, and number 10, the Giants.
Okay, they're serious about 7 being the Diamondbacks. That's real.
Yes, sir.
It's not a joke.
Do you know who Ian Kennedy is?
No clue.
Yeah, used to be a pitcher for the Yankees, won 21 games last year as a starter for the Diamondbacks.
Oh, okay, so they have one guy. I thought you need 9 plus a
rotation plus
a rotation
plus
baseball.
Zero.
So you're saying this guy won 21 games for the Diamondbacks last season. Can he actually have similar success in 2012?
Okay.
In the National League, yes. My big thing is, if you notice, as I ranked off all these teams, the top six teams are from the American League.
I was just going to say that. Good call.
With my boy David Ortiz in Boston, who's going to beat the Yankees?
Probably.
Yeah, he wishes.
Cheers.
He wishes. Boston will do better, but will also finish third this year in the American League East. Just my prediction.
Now, what do you think about the Angels with the additions of Albert Pujols and C.J. Wilson?
They are a very huge team to watch out for.
Now,
I think they will run away with that division.
Offensively, they're stacked. It's ridiculous. To be honest, when they go against each other, I put my money on the Angels against the Yankees.
It's going to be a very huge matchup
because the Yankees are just overpaid babies up there.
Thank you. They just overpaid. The Angels did the same exact thing with the Pujols contract. And
the guy
trying
to compete because, Yankees make everything uneven there.
Let's make some real things. It's baseball without a salary cap. I'm not going to get started. It's certain teams are going to make the playoffs. Hence why the AL East has three teams in the top. What was the number? Six?
Top six. Three teams in the top six.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Other than the AFC North in football, which is all out of we're awesome, that doesn't happen.
Minus the Browns.
Wow. I need to adjust my seat really
quick.
Yeah,
I just went there.
You're about to be smashed.
Back to baseball.
We're going to hold that off till later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But I'm just saying, like, it's weird that not only do six of the top six teams come out of the AL, three of those six come out of the AL East.
Easily the best division in
baseball. Aren't two of them from the AL West? The Rangers and Anaheim?
Yes, the Rangers and
so
Anaheim.
So if the Tigers weren't up there, AL Central can go suck it. And then I also feel like
the Tigers are going to run away with their division as well.
I'll be honest. Randy Johnson, Luis Gonzalez, they're not playing for the Diamondbacks anymore. Let's be serious right now.
Exactly.
Like, they're not there. Like, I just...
The roster is good, but they'll be very, very competitive. But... A lot depends on if Ian Kennedy can produce like he did last year.
Who were the Diamondbacks playing when Luis Gonzalez hit that blooper over shortstop or second base?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was that Yankees
in the World Series Game 7 or nothing, but don't worry about it.
So how do those Yankees do?
27 World Championships, all I got to say.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, isn't it weird that
and how many of those were paid
that?
For? By like hundreds of million dollars?
27.
A lot. Okay. But isn't it back on
probably
the topic?
Probably put some of those umpires on payroll too, huh?
Do you guys think that's a problem where three of the top six teams are all from the same division? There's only six divisions.
That's not their fault. It is. Same exact reason like you went back to before with football.
Look up salary.
Salaries? You're going with salaries for a baseball.
Yeah, and look at Tampa Bay is how they spend like $30 million and that's it.
Okay, so the Tampa Bay Rays are really good.
Because they drafted everything.
Yes, and that's the way they like to bring up the farm system.
Nah, drafting doesn't work because the Indians have the second best farm system in baseball.
They did. They brought all the guys up and traded them away. No. Now they're having the second worst.
They had CC Sabathia and Cliff Lee that they brought up through.
We trade them away.
But we also brought up a lot of them too. Like Chisenhall and Kipnis were brought up last year.
And they're actually looking to be pretty good prospects.
We do. Kipnis is still in the lineup. They've sent Chisenhall back to AAA right now.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying we have the second best. We just trade them all away and get rid of them, unlike the Yankees do.
Actually, the Yankees will pay them. With a total payroll of $197,962,000.
Two of the top three teams are the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Are you kidding me?
Philly's probably the other one, correct?
Philly is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the Angels and the Tigers.
Right. I mean, so, it is.
And then the
ridiculous.
Rangers. All of those teams, which are were in the top six.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying, theoretically, there's a direct correlation between how much you spend and your place in power rankings and possibly making the playoffs.
Definitely. I will easily agree with that. But you'll never see a salary cap in baseball. No one will ever agree to it. So,
look at the Cleveland Indians.
Back to what we were talking about, the actual power rankings. Let's go through real quick and do a World Series preview. Who do you think you see in the World Series, American League, National League?
As long as it's not the Yankees, I don't care.
I'll be honest. I wouldn't be... So, okay, looking at the list, go down a little bit.
Thank you.
We're talking four teams. If those four make it from the NL,
Diamondbacks, Red Sox, Angels.
Angels, World although, Series, I'll give bro. Angels.
They're
I'll
in the AL.
Angels. Reds,
Angels
no,
in the
no,
AL,
not
Angels. Bro.
Sorry, I meant, what was it? Diamondbacks. My bad.
And Red Sox?
Diamondbacks, Red Sox.
Diamondbacks, Red Sox.
I would like to see the Rays win a championship, but that's just me.
I would not like to see that at all, but anyways.
New division. That's not
Are you picking the Rays couldn't buy another World Series?
I'm not.
That is the question. Dave hit his pick. Go ahead, Brett.
I'm going to pick the Rangers. I'm going to pick the Rangers and the Giants. Nope. Yeah, Rangers and Giants. Rangers, Giants.
Fife, who do you got?
I would have to go with an interesting matchup. Unfortunately, I don't want to see the Yankees in there, but I'm going to have to say the Yankees. Because, right, like I just said, almost $200 million of salary? That's a lot of money.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But I would probably have to go with a good matchup. I'd like to see Yankees and Angels. That's what I would like to see.
Bro, both
they're
in
both
the
in the American League.
You need
God
to pick an NL
it.
Team.
Holy you know what? No. I don't like baseball. How about that?
Obviously.
Good answer.
Obviously.
You need to pick an NL team.
I'm going to have to go with the Red Sox.
And I will tell you that the matchup will be the Yankees and the Miami Marlins.
Diamondbacks.
Really?
Baseball sucks.
Yes. Really?
Miami has improved greatly from moving from...
I don't disagree, but I don't think I could pick the Marlins out of... Those five teams,
I agree.
7 through 11, I could pick them.
If I had to pick the right pick, I would probably have to go with... I can't go with Diamondbacks. I have to say Phillies, Yankees, but I see Miami coming through. Watch out, second half of the year.
Of course the Yankees are going to be in it.
There's 160-some-odd games. Who knows from at this point? It's ridiculous.
Half these teams probably won't even be...
The schedule should be just
lower. Here's the thing. It's not like football where you can't distinguish 16 games and a lot of things can change. It's baseball. Teams will win. Teams with a higher salary cap will win. Their backups are better. They have more depth. They have more durability. The higher the salary cap, in baseball, the longevity and the amount of games you play make it where if you have the salary cap and it's you're making it so you're almost guaranteed. Whereas in football, that doesn't happen. I think right now, realistically, we could pick the five teams from each one that are going to go into the playoffs and we'd be right. You can't do that in football.
We'd be pretty accurate, to be honest.
You can kind of do that in basketball.
It's, obviously, injuries happen. Things happen during the entire year, you know, but anyways.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of baseball, and it's a little sad. I cried. I'll be honest. 16 innings. I cried.
Oh, my God.
Indians home opener.
It was a good game, though.
Wife, you watched it. You want to talk a little bit about it for me?
Very good game. They went hard. They definitely did. They gave them a run for their money getting that, Dave's favorite player.
Jack Hanahan, baby.
Hit that three-run homer. And it just, mm-hmm. after that, we kind of, we played defensively tough until that, what, about the sixth inning?
It was till the bottom of the ninth when Chris Perez blew it.
Oh, that's right. Blew it.
He's usually pretty good, though, but I don't know what happened today.
And, like, it just dropped off after that. We could not get a hit. We could not score
anything. Facebook status I saw. Chris Perez blew it. You know what? I can't disagree. He did. And,
right.
He did.
I mean,
no one can argue that.
Here's my question. Do you let your pitcher, who's pitched greatly in Justin Masterson, continue to the ninth inning? Or do you put in your closer?
I let him finish because if they let him finish, we win that game. Guarantee we win that game.
But at that point, Perez is a good enough closer that you couldn't say he couldn't finish it.
I agree.
How many times in a season does a pitcher go into the ninth inning with two hits?
Not very many.
Not at all. You got to let him go.
They do not let many pitchers.
But the thing is, you need to get him rest because with Ubaldo's suspension, if that doesn't get overturned.
It's making a statement.
But with Ubaldo's suspension now overturned, you only have four guys in the rotation currently right now.
Unless your name is Justin Verlander or CeCe Sabathia.
Disagree.
You don't throw complete games.
Yes.
You don't do it.
There can always be a new one.
We said 162 games.
What was his pitch count going into the ninth? Because that actually tells you a lot.
99 pitches. Going into the ninth inning.
CeCe goes into the ninth inning, and
you might give him a little
120.
At that 99, you might
give him one
you can get
batter.
You can get like one. Pitchers usually go like 110?
If you hit 100 pitches, they take you out. That's how baseball works.
You let him go, and just to see if he could do it, because it sends a statement to not only the rest of the teams, but your team, that your ace is your ace. Good luck.
And you're also sending a statement to the league about saying what you think about Perez.
Yeah, I mean,
you're letting your pitcher go.
Yankees put in Mariano Rivera, they know the game's over.
Yes, okay. And Perez is not a guarantee.
And the
like
Indians,
that.
Perez
feel,
no, has done pretty no, good for
the
us.
The Indians feel the same exact way that the Yankees feel about Mariano Rivera.
There's really
they
no guarantees in anything. The same exact way.
How about that, Omar?
I promise you.
It was nice to see Omar back.
It was nice. I thought it was nice to see Omar.
It was nice to see the Indians fans rooting for Omar.
That is true.
It was funny, though. We all thought when we saw that, like, we thought that was the coach in there. We're like, oh, wait, what, Omar
was
in?
Like, who's that old guy behind
who's
that guy?
39-year-old guy playing third base.
I think he's in his
40s,
by the way.
Yeah, he's definitely old.
I apologize.
If it was Kenny Lofton, I thought he'd be a regular player, because Kenny Lofton never gets old, apparently. He always looks the same.
Yeah, he's like Will Smith. Have you seen Will Smith in 1980 movies? He looks exactly the same.
Kenny Lofton was actually, he's a sim. So he doesn't actually age.
How did you come up with that theory?
I don't know if anybody else heard, but I was listening to the radio before when they were playing. About the bottom of the 12th, they were chanting USA, which I thought was pretty,
nice.
Which was pretty funny. Just saying. Anyways, back on topic.
I disagree that you don't let him go. I completely disagree.
If you have faith in your closer, you let him play. Because there's 162 games. You need him for the season.
How many chances is he going to get to do that, though? Not many.
You hope a lot. He's your ace.
But even CeCe doesn't get that many chances.
It's the first game.
That's why you got to let him finish.
No.
Yes.
You put in your closer who you feel confident with. And Perez, he blows some games, but he did very well last year.
Guess what? Next time he starts, when he goes into the ninth inning with two innings, With two hits.
Didn't Perez make the All-Star game last year, though, too? He did that well. Wasn't he a bullpen guy?
I think he might have been.
All-Star
yes,
game?
Yes.
So he's good enough to be there.
Okay. I guarantee you, next time, they're gonna go into the locker room, regret that decision, and next time, if that's happening, he's going to get played out.
Maniac is smarter than that.
Disagree.
To a point, I say at least go 110 before you take him out.
You're going to wear his arm out. Yeah, but there's a lot of games
of the
to play.
Game.
There's a lot of games.
161 more, 162 more. Is it
161?
161 more.
160. So it's 162.
Yeah. So there's 162.
It's the beginning. You can let him go.
Yeah, but to a point.
Okay,
to a point.
This is okay. This is aggravating me now. All right.
Oh boy.
Since we're talking about the Indians,
you
another
mad,
topic. I heard it this week, and I got frustrated. I was so angry when I heard this. I heard somebody call Chief Wahoo racist. They said
how
it is directly
is
racist.
How is Chief Wahoo racist?
But
tell me,
that's been an argument going
it
on
has,
for years and years
has,
and years.
And people protest. Game one. Do they protest game 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 162? No. First game of season, they protest. And they're like, oh, let's go back to our reservation and sit down.
They got to say they did their job, but you know, that's just people trying to act like they try to make a difference.
The Yankee was a derogatory term for American. The Yankees are racist. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's how ridiculous that statement sounds.
It is extremely shenanigans that they didn't even think about.
Completely.
Stuff like that.
And if they're going to call it anything, you do not call it racist. you call it. Sorry, Fife. You call it a tribute to our heritage, not racist.
So,
so you're Indian?
Indians and Pilgrims? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, is there a team called the Pilgrims? No. There's a team called the Yankees, which is a derogatory.
Yeah, they play each other.
Like, Yankees and Indians, they have Thanksgiving afterwards.
That would be awesome.
You'll be scared of the Pilgrims there.
Just say I've never heard. Think about
it. Can we change Pittsburgh's names to the Pilgrims? Pittsburgh Pilgrims?
I like it. Better than the Pirates.
I'm saying. Maybe they should change their colors, because obviously the blue and yellow isn't working. Doesn't work in baseball.
Be black and white, you know, down there.
No, but...
No, that's racist.
It's serious, though.
That's what Pilgrims wear, black and white.
Okay, but can you not directly relate? Can you not directly relate the Indians and racism to the Yankees and racism? Because the Yankee was a derogatory term for American, and if you do not agree with that, then the Indians cannot be racist. Simple.
I don't think either of them are racist at all.
I completely agree.
I think it's being people need something to talk about. That's why we're talking about it now.
Yeah, apparently, right? Like, it is completely ridiculous. That's like saying when we were back in high school that they saying the rebels is a racist term.
I think having the rebel flag.
That's what that the
represents.
The rebel.
They wanted to get rid of everything.
They wanted to change the name. They wanted to get rid of the rebel guy. They wanted to get rid of the rebel flag.
Because they didn't like the representation of the the North South War and how the South was all about slavery.
Exactly.
And stuff.
Okay.
That's basically what the
it's
controversy
still not
was.
Race. This is a direct. I don't know how we got into this because it's actually stunning. Direct conversation that somebody came up with on 92.3. He said, I went to East Lake North, and we were the Rangers. And you know what our symbol used to be? A guy on horseback with a six gun. That is gone because of the way people feel. It's now a sheriff's badge. The rebel symbol used to be a Confederate flag, which is now gone and replaced with either a W.
Powder blue flag with just the rebel guy on it.
Powder blue flag or
the W.
I know they were going to – when I was a senior, they were talking about making it two swords, which was ridiculous.
Right.
It's the way people are today. And it makes it utterly ridiculous.
Funny thing is, nowadays, if one person gets offended, it offends 100 people, apparently. If one person offended equals 20,000 people. Because
the Browns are a reference with dogs. Michael Vick isn't offended when he plays here. What the fuck?
That is so ridiculous. I do like that. That is a very good point. I love it. That was...
I believe that was a nice point.
That was a good point. That is a good point.
I don't know if Michael Vick's really going to like
when somebody sacks Colt McCoy, does PETA get offended? No! This is ridiculous. It's people today just want something to complain about, and you're going to complain about the Indians, and you're going to complain about... like, are we going to start complaining about the Cavaliers somehow and be like, oh, West Virginia doesn't like that, blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous.
We don't really single out
West Virginia there.
We don't really have room to talk because
we started
We started this podcast just to argue and complain to each other. That is technically true.
We started to make points. Okay, we're getting off topic. Back on topic. But, I mean, okay, in retrospect, is it so ridiculous that the Indians, the rebels, the Rangers, if you're going to call the Indians racist, there's another point. Do you call the Redskins racist?
Angels? Oh, well, what if I'm an atheist? Yo, I don't care about angels. I don't believe in that.
I could come up with an argument for every team in the world.
Absolutely. It's just if one person gets offended by it, it offends
Manchester
so many
United are called the Red Devils. I don't like that.
How can you get offended by the Blue Jays?
I don't like birds.
That are blue.
That are blue. The Baltimore Orioles offend me also. Atlanta Hawks offended. Baltimore Ravens offended.
So you're just offended by everything possible.
I don't like people who work in steel mills. Steelers, I'm offended by you. Suck it.
Oh, let's go protest.
I feel bad. Somebody in my family might have once worked in a steel mill, and I feel offended that they're called the Steelers. I think they're making fun of them.
Oh,
protest.
So you want to have teams that are called the Butterflies and the,
no,
and the
I don't.
Hummingbirds.
You know why?
Is that what you like to
see? Why? Because they catch butterflies, and I'm offended by that.
That is true. That is true. Apparently,
just call them the summer shanties. That's all we need.
Agreed.
That'd be great. I love Atlantic.
Every team, you're gonna have a team. You're gonna have your city name, and then the Americas,
Cleveland Americas,
the Pittsburgh Americas,
Mexico and Canada won't like that. We can't do that. Mexico
They're not
and Canada
in.
Won't like that.
And if okay for baseball, we will have the Canada Mounties. No, that's offensive. I disagree with that.
That is
that's
sure.
Offensive.
That is offensive within itself.
This is what happens.
I mean, come on, like. All right, I agree with Sal. It should be like the Cleveland Shandy. I would love that. That would be awesome. I'm not even kidding.
It would. Okay.
I was only half serious.
I'm 100% serious.
The Cleveland
Shandies
would be cool. The Cleveland Americas would be cooler. Which brings me to my next point. Let's get rid of Cleveland. in that statement, and let's make it the Captain America's.
Wow.
You guys know where I'm going with this. Okay. In May. This is like first week of May, right?
First week of May.
The Avengers come out. Captain America, Thor, Hulk,
Hawkeye.
Iron Man, Hawkeye, the girl. I don't know what her name is. I don't care.
Black Widow.
She's a girl. Who cares?
She's a girl.
Who cares?
That was Scarlett Johansson.
That was offensive.
Yeah, we care about Scarlett Johansson. Come on.
Touche.
She is hot.
But, okay, I wanted to get a discussion about superheroes.
Superheroes.
In general. Who's the best? Who's the worst? Who's not a superhero? Who is a superhero? You know where I'm going with this. Batman, not a superhero.
Batman is a superhero.
No, he is.
Batman is a superhero.
I just got frustrated.
How is Batman not a superhero?
What superpower does he have?
He's just a hero.
He's a hero. What superpower does he have?
With extra nerve.
Hey, and FYI, everybody, Achilles was a hero.
Achilles was a
god.
He was a demigod. Yeah,
he was not a god.
He was a demigod.
He was a half god, and he was a hero.
So how do you
play? Still
a half. So you're saying a half god is
and
a
he was
hero?
Also Brad Pitt. So
sexy, not
relevant to life at all.
Brad Pitt, you're awesome. In case you're listening,
we owe you a dollar.
We owe you a dollar.
Anyways,
I hope you guys heard that. That was a great high five. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, superheroes. You were saying earlier also that Iron Man is not a real superhero. He is just a hero.
Well, he's just a hero because he needs a suit.
What superpower does he
have?
He's
just a billionaire playboy.
Philanthropist.
I agree.
That will be the greatest line of any movie ever.
What superpower do these guys have? None. I would not call the Joker a supervillain. The Joker is a villain. He might be the best
amazing villain.
But he is a supervillain.
No, he's not.
He's that witty. He's that far. He's that far intelligent. More than everybody else.
Well, that doesn't make
he's
him
that
super
far ahead of Batman.
Because your intelligence does not make you a superhero, bro.
Yeah,
intelligence is
that's
a
not what the genius people say.
If you can outthink people, that's a huge advantage.
It does not make you a superhero.
What's
it makes
super
you smarter than the other retards you're against?
Wow,
that was offensive. I apologize.
That was offensive.
It means you're calling
you
Batman
are the
a retard.
Most offensive person on this show, and you're talking about
he just out
this episode.
I was outthinking everybody. That's all it is.
No. I'm saying like you can't call some of these guys superheroes because it's not true.
Okay, who is your favorite superhero?
You know, honestly, if you take away Bruce Wayne's money, Captain how can America. He actually be a hero?
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's awesome, I will say that.
Green Lantern
I did watch
is not
that
a superhero.
Green Lantern
the only thing
not
super
if he doesn't have the ring.
The only super part hero part about Green Lantern is his ring. He himself Ryan Reynolds in the movie is not a superhero.
Along your lines, he technically just counts as a hero and not super just
thank
because
you.
He's my,
he
my
needs
favorite.
That. It's basically like ring, yeah. Iron Man's suit of armor.
Thank you.
It's not like Wolverine who has a built-in power. It's not like X-Men who have built-in powers.
Injected into
it's not like Superman who has powers
Hulk.
Or Hulk who has powers.
Captain America and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes,
Superman.
Yeah, because Captain America can drink without getting drunk.
Now, technically, does which Thor count as a superhero?
He
even
is
though
a demigod, so when he's on Earth, yes. When he's home, he's a normal guy.
That's
he's like every other fucking average Joe out there. That's what he does. He's like, he walks in, hey, Dad, look what I can do. Yeah, so can everybody else. Cool for you. Cool for you.
But
well,
yes.
He has that hammer that actually kind of makes him... That's
he beat
what
Loki's ass.
Diversified.
Well,
Loki sucks.
Loki is going to kick some ass
alive,
in the Avengers.
And he's in the Avengers, so
Loki's
right.
going to
so
be
the
awesome.
Main villain
Loki
there.
Is going to be awesome.
Exactly.
Oh, and the Avengers going to be awesome because it was shot in Cleveland.
Was it? I got a whole army. Yeah,
city.
We got the Hulk.
Was it seriously?
So? Yeah,
you did not
you
know
that?
No.
Yeah,
wow.
It was
everybody
shot in
tell
Cleveland.
Me I did not know that at the same time.
Really?
Let's retake
they
that.
Shot
ready?
In downtown
one,
Cleveland.
Two, three.
You didn't
know
that.
Thank you guys.
How even
it almost sounds like we know what we're doing. Weird.
I don't okay and okay for the people listening. What we're gonna have on Facebook? It's gonna be posted up sometime soon. Probably not soon, but probably next week. We're having a bracket, a superhero, hero, supervillain, villain bracket. And what it's gonna be is 16 seeds, and they're coming up. It's we have a Facebook status right now, so if you want to post some on there and you want to post who your favorite ones are, you can post any amount that you want to. Message us. Gmail at willoughbyfishbowl@gmail.com, Twitter us at wfishbowl, anything you guys want to, and we're gonna put them all in a bowl and we're gonna draw out names. So say 50 people say Captain America and 10 people say Iron Man. Captain America will be in there 50 times, Iron Man will be in there 10 times. Then we're gonna draw out seeds, and from there what we're gonna do is we're gonna have a battle royale seed wise for the best superhero / hero and the best supervillain / villain. Guessing Joker's
they have
win.
An ultimate death match
and then
in
an
the
ultimate
finals.
Death match
Like, that would be totally good. I mean, that
ultimate
is...
ultimate death match.
That is such
hero,
a good idea.
Superhero hero versus supervillain villain. So I really want everybody to do this because something we kind of want to just do to get the fans involved a little bit more.
It gets everybody involved more. It gets us more involved. It gets the fans more involved. It gets new listeners more involved. It just everybody... it gives everybody something else to do besides just listening to the show. They can put their own input in, and they can help us out with our next episode, pretty much.
And for continued episodes as we go.
That is true.
Absolutely. So I definitely want... I don't care if you say that Alyssa Zac Efron is your hero. I will put him in the bowl. He will lose to whoever he gets put up against, but he will be in there.
Zac Efron and the Hulk. WTF. That would be awesome, though. I'm pretty sure he'd get his head torn off. Wow, what is this collaboration?
Wow.
We got two of the other guys
competing
at the
your
table,
high fives.
Right?
You got your high fives, wow. We got our cheers.
We have our cheers.
I can cheers the mic.
Okay, so. Oh, you guys are so mean. So mean.
So.
Why I talk a little louder there, buddy?
So good.
Why?
So good.
It's sweet.
Sorry. Okay, so sweet. Next thing we wanted to kind of touch on, I know that a few of us noticed this on ESPN.
Sweet sour sauce all over my thighs. All right, go ahead.
So I have that one talk about. And
not in the middle of a show.
This is more or less for Dave over after. There. Is the Morris Claiborne, right? Morris Claiborne. Wonderlic test. Supposed to be hidden, but it was not. Dave, you want to give us a little
more? It was supposed to be
that?
Confidential, but it came out that he scored a 4 out of 50 on this test. And the way this works is you have 50 questions, and you have 12 minutes to do this. And the fact that it was supposed to be confidential, but then somehow it's supposed to tell you, I don't know if it tells you how smart or if there somehow it translates, but
it's
no one finds any
test, yeah.
But no one finds any translation of how doing well in this test goes into the NFL and makes you a great player.
Completely agree. They said there's statistically no relevance whatsoever on your performance in the NFL versus your Wonderlic.
They also said that Dan Marino scored like an 8 or a 10.
And the thing is, Claiborne scored the lowest ever. But the thing is, with how this test is...
Okay, you mean ever.
That's from what I've read.
This is why the Browns need to take Trent Richardson. Just saying, sorry.
Yeah, that is true. But
this has nothing to do with you. If you look at the game film, you look how this guy plays. You look at workouts. You've talked to this guy. This test does not represent anything. That's why if you get the best player, you take the best player.
You get a 4. How the heck do you miss questions like the 9th month of the year is what? How do you get a 4 on at least 8 out of 10 questions?
But
you have
50 questions
right.
at 12 minutes. And you right. don't know how easy some of them are and some of them aren't. And what I've read about this kid is that he's more of a visual learner.
No, but at the same time.
So technically a test won't be
a
test.
He had to pass 3rd grade.
Right.
How many people don't do good on SATs or ACTs but yet are still smart and actually go to college and get degrees and be it's just not standardized tests is not a good thing to have anymore.
Like we're gonna
the
sit
point
there.
Is they also are trained and they know that this test is coming up and they're supposed to prep for this just like they prep for their 40 time.
Now even
just like they prep for the vertical jump. Just like they prep for an individual workout, the same exact thing. Like, they know when this is going to happen. Although they say the stats are not supposed to be revealed to anybody, they always leak out every
100% of the time. So now, like this whole aspect of getting a 4. Why wouldn't you go through all the easy ones first and then go back to the hard ones so you
that's
get
they're
a doing. Higher
they
score?
Are, they're taught to skip the questions if
they
don't understand.
You're taught
it.
That in elementary school.
Going off of that, the ones that you don't understand. Here's a hard one they had on. AFC North blog on ESPN. I gave to everybody earlier that I don't know how it takes 12 minutes to figure this out. This is a really tough question, and this is one of them that it really makes you think. And with the limited amount of time that you're going with, it might not be so easy. But three individuals form a partnership and agree to divide the profits equally. X invests $9,000. Y invests $7,000. Z invests $4,000. If the profits are $4,800. How much less does X receive than if the profits were divided in proportion to how much they invested?
Now, I understand something like that is completely – it's not the easiest thing to think about on a 12-minute time scale.
And the thing is, when I gave it to you guys earlier, I gave you 1 minute to finish it, and a lot of people were confused on how the question went.
To a point.
When I did this online, I got it wrong because I took it different. And that's the thing. When you're rushed, you can't get a question right just
right.
because it's so
but
hard
that's
to
why
think
you,
about
that's
it.
Why you skip the hard ones and go for
like
the
we
easy
said,
ones.
Exactly like me and Fife were saying. You skip that one, and you go to the questions that are like, what's the 9th month of the year?
Or
and you answer that real quick.
What comes next? You know, 1/2 and then 1/4. What comes next?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you do.
A 4 is obviously pathetic. But you're also saying you're looking at a player who's a corner. I don't know. You do not need to be a rocket scientist to play corner.
I'd
be upset if my quarterback got a four that I was thinking about drafting.
And that's the thing. It depends on the position, they also said, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, by the way, if anybody was curious about the answer to that one, was $560 was the answer to that question.
Dave gave us a minute, and I finished it literally as...
And even with that minute,
the timer ran out. I finished
and with
it
1 minute,
minute.
That, are you leaves 11 minutes and, left for 49 other questions? Yeah. If he took
and
1 minute,
I think that's kind of ridiculous. And I'm not disagreeing that maybe the other questions are like, "What's the ninth month of the year?" Like, let's just be honest, it's May. That's obvious.
joking. And this is why you really think it's May. I know, right? He really does think
every
it's
month of the year is May, right, which is why I have 12 birthdays.
Not okay. When it's October.
Now,
but
like,
I'm just saying, it's
I can give you four questions right now that are simple, easy, knockout in 30 seconds or less. Easily. All right, we'll go with the one I put on earlier. A rope is selling at 10 cents a foot. How many feet can you buy with 60 cents? Easy. 10 seconds. 2 seconds. 6 feet.
And,
easy.
And maybe he, like, okay, what I'm thinking is maybe he panicked. And he was like, "Oh, I'm going to work on this question." Like, the hardest question was first. The hardest four questions.
And next thing
first.
You know, 6 minutes in, you finish one question.
You have.
And by the way, it's a different story when people are telling you it, and then when you read it, though, too. So maybe he's not good at reading the questions. Like, it's not like the whole thing's verbal. I mean, it all depends on how you read the question,
and that's
but
why.
But like Sal also said, they also participate in probably what weekly practice test.
No,
like,
I honestly don't think they
weekly practice. They know the
maybe
date is coming.
Right. They get okay. Questions.
All these participants, they go to the individual training centers, and in those training centers, it's mainly position drills, your workouts, and all that stuff. How they teach you how to eat. They teach you all the stuff how to be
how
a pro.
To talk,
they teach a lot of stuff
in the media.
They also taught you.
I know they do a lot of those tests. They probably do probably in the whole practice thing, maybe 3 to 4 practice tests.
And they
also taught you in high school and in college how to play football, how to train, how to do all that stuff, and get your schoolwork and do all their activities and get everything
done.
See,
but that's done. The difference. You
and they also graduated
time
high school
in college a week.
And at minimum, a lot of them graduated college. If they didn't graduate college, they were juniors in college. So you're
exactly.
Trying to tell me a junior in college can't tell you what the ninth month of the
but
year
the thing
is.
But when you talk about the practice stuff, you only get a certain amount each week for college teams to actually practice and do all that stuff. I think it's 20 hours a week, I think I saw in Gruden's camp when it was
like
Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
They get 20 hours a week to practice and do all that stuff. You can't go in meetings or anything. You have a limited base on
now,
this 20
hours. I'm going to
direct Brady Quinn and you major at basket weaving.
I'm going to direct this. I'm going to direct this to Sal.
Or ballroom dancing. Matt Leinart.
Imagine being in college and having 20 hours a week completely dedicated to football, let alone schoolwork, and if you did anything else at all. Like Andrew
I'm
Luck,
not saying it's super hard.
They
gotta
save all their time for partying. Yeah.
No,
guys,
hold on. Now we'll bring up the aspect is
houses,
this is
like,
after he graduated college, where he doesn't have college on his hands. He has all the time in the world to
disagree.
Study.
They all still have college right now.
Hansborough, right?
To a point,
they all still are in college right now.
Okay, not one of them have actually graduated yet.
No.
Okay,
Andrew Luck is not. And you know Claiborne hasn't graduated yet. Andrew Luck isn't even going to graduate until
But the point is, you're still juniors in college.
Oh, yes. But with the score of 4, you shouldn't be in college.
Not necessarily. It all depends.
As
I said in this case, he's a visual learner. He can tell you anything if you show him visually. That's the way I am. I need people to show me physically how a lot of stuff is done. And then I understand it. I can't just read it and like grasp the concept.
I think our biggest point is here to wrap this up a little bit is that the test doesn't mean as much as we think it does. Yes, okay. Should he have gotten higher than a 4? Obviously.
We would have hoped so.
But we also do not think it diminishes Morris Claiborne overall as a player, personally.
Don't get me wrong.
I think he's going to be a great player.
He's a great player.
I think he's going to be a great player, and it would worry me a lot more if he was quarterback.
Absolutely. It depends on the position.
Or maybe
quarterback is not.
Or if you're
really
like the middle linebacker, or maybe you're the free safety, somebody that needs to basically run your defense or your offense.
The one that needs to really read most of the stuff. While cornerback, you're mainly man to man.
You're man to man. You're worried about jamming and running. Those are your jobs.
And I mean, I agree, but I would just have to say as a point to Mike Holmgren, Pat Shurmur, Todd Heckert.
Trent Richardson.
All the way.
Would fit us best, yes.
Either him or Blackman, if you don't go offense.
I mean, if we trade down and Claiborne's there and Richardson, Blackman's gone.
The city of Cleveland will kill you if you don't go offense.
Okay, off topic. But we're on NFL, I know that earlier this week, I think, how many days ago is it that they had the jerseys? There's a few days ago.
Tuesday.
Yes. NFL, new NFL uniforms. I think the Seahawks got the best deal out of this, but that's my opinion.
Nike. They also changed. It used to be Reebok,
yeah, they went
correct?
To Nike.
Yeah, Reebok used to be
Dave,
the guys.
Dave's a little bit more prominent about this than I am. So, Dave, you want to go along with it?
Well, with the new uniforms, you know, everything's coming out. And the basically, the big design difference, besides if you weren't the Seattle Seahawks, is the construction of the uniforms. And it's more, I think they have like more holes so it can breathe and all that stuff more, mm-hmm. so you get more air. And around the neck is, instead of where you can pull the jersey down, it's more tight and you can't like wrap on them. And like all the players said when I saw the video on NFL.com, it's like, oh, you don't have to worry about your jersey going around your shoulder pad and then all of a sudden walk around with your jersey out and hang outside your
shoulder
pad.
It's a lot tighter. It has a different look, too. And it usually is a different color, I noticed on a lot of the jerseys.
And it's supposed to help. It's supposed to help for like holding, you know, you can't really hold on to the jersey anymore. So it's basically tighter to the pads and made.
Holding is a lie.
Yeah, you're always going to be able to hold.
Holding every play of the game.
I mean, not holding onto the jersey. Like, if you're not running back, you're not going to grab on the jersey and hold them the whole time. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's more of a snug fit than a loose fit.
True, but at the same time, the whole point of the jersey actually coming back, yes, it hurts the guy who is running or who is getting held. But if you just have a shirt that snaps back really quick, you can damage fingers. You can easily... Without giving a jersey, without a jersey given any leeway whatsoever that snaps back, a finger can get caught. You can get broken fingers. It can damage both players now instead of just one. So I think they're actually risking more by getting more snug, tight jerseys than they were before.
They're more. Worried
I don't
about
think
it,
so
because
there's really not much to get tight on the player.
All right, now we'll say. How about when we were playing flag football when Sauron got his finger caught in the guy's pants pocket? Now you think if it gave a little bit more leeway, he would have been.
But it doesn't give
fine.
Any leeway. The thing is, like, there's nothing you can grab or even pinch into.
Not even.
But it has nothing
not
to do with it. Like, there's okay. It's a pocket. You go into the pocket, and that's what pulls. But with these jerseys, they're supposed to be where you can't even grab on anything. So it's basically just kind of like a smooth surface where there's nothing your finger.
You
can grab
still
on.
Fit your finger in on the top of the neck, on the back.
But that's
of the
shoulder
neck.
Pads more than the jersey.
You can no, not necessarily. I can get my finger caught between the jersey and the shoulder pads.
But how often are you gonna? And you, especially if you put your hand up there, you're getting horse collar anyways.
I'm not denying that 100%. I'm saying
most players are taught to go low. That's
well,
most
players are taught to go low, but most
They're
players most teams
way,
also are taught to win, but you don't see that all the time. Now, I'm just saying in the aspect of fingers can get caught now and they get snagged and then that jersey is completely snapping back, which can actually dislocate probably a couple of fingers at a time.
We won't know this until we see the actual.
Well, then anyways, you'd rather play against the Eagles and Green Bay Packers.
I don't see it being a problem at all, but it's possible. But I really don't see it being a problem.
I see. Anyways, you're right. We won't know until we actually start playing.
But you might want to go play against the Eagles and Green Bay Packers because I've read a report that both of them are saying they're rejecting the new uniforms or keep their old ones. So
because they're
want
probably smarter than most of the players.
Well, no, because they like the tradition of them.
That'll actually
stuff.
Be a good like kind of telltale sign about
what's better and what not. So yeah, that'd be good. Yeah,
that could be what we have to see.
The thing I like though is that they gave the new gloves that everybody's got, which just like
say,
college has.
Their other accessory that is.
It has everybody's symbol when you put the hands together. That I think is going to be awesome. I just want to get a pair of Browns gloves just to say I have them in. Yeah. Okay, because
the gloves
amazing.
Look amazing. Yeah. The gloves and the shoes. I don't know if you also seen the shoes.
I didn't see the shoes.
The shoes have a lot of flair and they look really cool. I could see a lot of people going out buying these gloves and shoes. Maybe buy
some Seahawks shoes because that's probably even better than everybody else's.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'm going to say they are the Oregon of the NFL.
Well,
now.
I'm sure if there was a team in Oregon, I'm sure Nike would outfit them a lot better.
Now, Dave, where did you see all these new jerseys? I'm kind of interested. I haven't seen them yet.
I've seen. I don't know. Just you could type NFL uniforms into Google. Or you could probably look them up a lot of places. NFL.com usually has them and stuff.
Well,
like
I got a quick question. Now you're saying is the Seahawks are probably going to have the newest best jersey?
Well, they do have the best. Their jersey is the one that
they
was
got
designed
voted the best by the
differently compared
well.
To everybody else.
Really,
there's a lot of teams that are basically still the same kind of design.
Same design, same color.
It's just the same. Materials and stuff.
Yeah. And search in the search bar.
Search in the search bar.
Just so you guys know, 20 days, 22 hours, 2 minutes, and 43 seconds till the draft. Awesome.
Which I call my second Christmas.
That is Dave's
second Sal, you said you had a question. What was your question?
Do you think that these... what the hell was I going to say?
Yeah, exactly. Do we think what?
Something I've been thinking about now that we're back on the NFL and back into our kind of the four of us, our repertoire. Something I've been thinking about, and I've heard this brought up, is that LA wants a football team. And something I've thought about is if LA gets a team, you can't just add one team. It's not, our divisions, the NFL's divisions are all equal. They're all the same, so we can't add one team.
All right. What about,
Dave's realizing a fight.
You just want to add one team.
No, I'm saying you can't. So if I want to talk about NFL expansion, because I really think in the next like 5 years, LA is going to get a team.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to work on next
so
year.
Mad right now.
Apparently, what I read, next year they're going to start working on the stadium.
And so I don't really want to talk about,
where they gonna
about who's going to get moved, if someone gets moved, or if not, who's going to get expansions, who's going to get teams, how's it going to work. Things I want to touch on. Because I really, the
how
NFL is really
expand,
where it's going.
The expand would be so hard.
You could add, okay, say LA gets two teams. You give the AFC and NFC West two new team, or a new team each, right? So that would give each of them five. Baseball, we went over this today.
Every division only has four, though.
The AL in baseball goes 4-5-5, correct? 4-5-4. 4-5-4.
Either way you want to look at it.
The NL in baseball, that equals
5-6-5.
No, it's 4-5-5 because it equals 14. NL in baseball has 16 teams, goes 5-6-5. So if they're not equal and other teams aren't equal and blah, 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 why can't the NFL do the same thing?
Actually, I disagree.
We used to be like that.
And I think they should be equal. I don't like the fact that baseball's not like that way.
The AFC Central had like 6 teams.
Hence why the Yankees have
5 to 6 teams.
5 teams in their division that 3 of them are easily playoff bound.
That's why I think that it's not with 4 teams. I think expansion's a little more prominent. And the fact they're working on it right now. And Roger Goodell said in an interview.
If you added 4 teams, I could see it.
Roger Goodell said in an interview, if you add
teams, it'd be really hard, though.
He said in an interview, nobody's
too
listening.
Too many sides, but that's
one AFC, one or two AFC, two NFC. Oh,
that is pretty cool. They said in an interview, Roger Goodell said,
I would like to see 4 AFC, 4 NFC.
I think it's cool.
Are you going to start crying over there, too?
Are you mad, bro?
No, with 2-2, it's the same difference as 1-1.
I'm becoming unbalanced.
2-2 is the same difference as 1-1 because you're just adding those guys in 2 other divisions, though. You still need at least 4 on each side, so that's another 8 teams.
Roger Goodell said if they add teams, they are adding even numbers, so 2, mm-hmm. 4. That's
easily
has
to be even numbers. That makes the most sense, obviously. Well, yeah. Okay. Right. I say 2 or 4. I would love to see 4, and I think it'd be like that's almost impossible.
Expansion is going to be really hard unless you get really big. But okay, but if they do expand, what cities would you prefer to be?
So what 4 cities would you pick? Because obviously you know you're not doing 1 on each side. It's got to be 4.
Let's assume two. Let's assume two come in.
Well, it's got to be 2 on each side.
And they both can't be LA.
Well, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be.
No, just 2 cities in general, they both can't be LA.
Because it's not like baseball.
I think if you're
going to
do it,
you got
to be 2 on each side. You can't just have 2 cities.
That's what we're saying, but you're missing the point.
So it's 4 cities.
No, it's 2 cities. You're adding to 1 division.
Regional doesn't matter because it's all about the city. Because why do
you
think it's west, east, and all? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it's located.
I'm saying you can pick new cities.
That's what we're saying, bro.
Yeah, we're saying. What would be the two new cities? Right, LA be one. What would be the other city you'd throw with them?
Vegas.
Vegas would be awesome, and it would actually, I don't know. Here's the thing. If you're in Vegas, do you want to watch football?
Or do you want to go gamble?
Exactly. Or go to 8,000 other things you can do in Vegas and nowhere
else. What about the people who live in Vegas? What about the people on CSI that live in Vegas?
They're most likely working a lot. A lot of times you have like midnight people.
You can
people
say that
work.
For any city. You know how ridiculous
that
sounds?
But the thing is with 24-hour casinos, you have a lot of people that work overnight and they're not going to probably be up in the morning to do
it. It happens.
Stuff.
It doesn't mean a lot of people can't go to the game.
San Jose.
Seriously?
I want to throw a wild card out there. Hawaii.
I want to throw another wild card.
That would be badass.
It would be a crazy Alaska.
That would be impossible.
It'd be a dome. It'd have to be a dome.
It would have to be a dome. There's no way.
It would have to be a steel dome made out of, I don't even know.
Considering the fact that to get 75,000 people to a Hawaii game, I'm going to go 70% would have to fly to the game from the other islands. I don't think Hawaii's optional.
Just don't throw another one in Texas or Florida or anything like that. I think we got enough.
What about?
Those are the biggest states. So that's
what about Oklahoma City?
That would be interesting with the Thunder being bigger there,
and how huge that crowd.
That could be a very interesting sight.
I know I'm going to bring this up. It's kind of a far example, but when you bring this up in Madden, they actually do have a lot. The second best option, and I don't want this to happen, but the second option on there, Mexico City.
I don't think we would take it out of out of us, out of the United States.
Yeah, I don't think we'd go there or Vancouver, Toronto. Or
I would think maybe Canada would probably be our first option.
I'd say Canada
would
before Mexico
too, but I don't even think that they would do that. But I would think they would do that.
Just because NBA is there, they're like maybe Toronto because the NBA is already there and stuff like that.
Wait for it, wait for it. Let the chime happen. Chime, Boise.
Boise?
I think they're going to keep just...
Yeah,
I don't think it's
very prominent college football.
I'm loving Oklahoma City.
College football team, I don't
that,
think it's going to be anything.
Not even if they're called Oklahoma City, but I think Oklahoma City, Oklahoma is in general is realistic.
Yeah, I agree.
I would okay.
Oklahoma, Nevada, and
a part of me wants to see the NFL expand. A part of me does not want them to expand because I like how it's set up. The Texans came in. And, you know, good for you guys. Good that you were an expansion team and you did stuff right. They evened everything out. Everything. Which was nice. So I would really... I kind of wanted to see...
Then they let Mario Williams leave.
Yes, yeah, so and then you let Mario Williams leave to Buffalo because you're tired.
Idea.
not by choice. He'd rather go to Buffalo, apparently.
I think the if they still had a 4-3, he'd be fine down there. But thinking that when they had 3-4, I think he was more expendable in that sense.
What were you going off of with us Texans? Again, continue. They made it more balanced than even.
They completely
team.
Balanced out the NFL.
You're really saying balanced? You don't like the word balanced.
But they balanced out the NFL. I don't like the word balanced when it comes to beer, Dave. You know this. Okay, next. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Really? Next, okay. You really just said Mary?
So, yes, I did.
Wow. All right.
You don't like Mary?
Hey, why don't you stay on your mic, all right? Okay, next. We talked a little bit. I know last night the Heat Thunder had a game, and we were talking about Oklahoma City, and... The Heat won, which was shenanigans,
sadly,
if you ask me.
I was
right.
Shocked,
depressing.
To be that honest.
It was. And now another thing we want to kind of get into is NBA MVP, because a lot of people talk about LeBron for MVP after last night. And also their playoffs, the playoffs, who we think is going to be prominent in the playoffs for the NBA. So I know Sal's been kind of hitting on a lot of teams lately, especially with the Knicks and stuff like that. So Sal, you want to... Want to head this one for us?
Well, obviously, I think the top of the class for those two teams we were just talking about, the two stars for those teams, obviously Kevin Durant and LeBron James would head those two up.
Kobe Bryant's still up there.
Obviously, Kobe Bryant's still up there.
He's always up there.
Leading
league
not agree.
Points scored at, how old is he now? 30.
He is old now. He's
34, 36.
He's
still it is irrelevant because he's been in the league for like 700 years.
That is true. He has been.
He was playing when they were playing.
He's the oldest person to lead the league in points.
If Kobe, you know,
if he leads the league, if he has wins the scoring title, he'll be the oldest person ever to win the scoring title. Just saying. That easily puts him up there for me.
What about that Russell Westbrook, who's slowly creeping his way up?
With Durant on the team, it won't happen.
I agree.
100%. What about Chris Paul?
I love Westbrook.
What about Chris Paul? Maybe not number-wise, but what he's done for that team. Because that team was in the lottery last year, and they didn't even get that pick.
But they got
Chris Paul, and now they're four in the West there.
I think they're greatly improved, but I don't...
But is he a difference maker? Because his most valuable player.
He's definitely a difference maker.
So he's most valuable player, but he made them up. But
what about Kevin Love?
But Kevin Love's not in the top
he's
four
scoring
in the West.
More, he's what, one of the top
he's
two.
He's doing great, but he's not leading his team.
I love
he
with
is
Chris Paul there,
team,
he's making his team into the playoffs.
Hold on. I do on NBA.com. On NBA.com, I do have Kevin Love at least in the top four. And he's slowly rising. Just
I agree,
saying.
But what Dave was trying to say, and which I agree with 100%, the reason Kevin Love will never win it, I shouldn't say never win it, will not win it this year, his teammate is not that good. They are, I think, one or two games below 500.
It's Kevin Love and nobody else, and he's not leading that team. Exactly. With Chris Paul there, he makes
the
team even with instant playoff contenders and
most
top
valuable
playoffs.
Player. Kevin Love puts his team easily in the top. Let's say 8 to 10 in the East.
That team will
without
lose,
them, they're in last.
Oh, that team will lose 20 more games.
Understand that's
Love.
MVP.
But
that's MVP.
Okay, but you look at Chris Paul. You look at Chris Paul going to the Clippers, and now the Clippers, who were in the lottery last year, which Cleveland luckily got their number one pick, Kyrie Irving.
I love you.
And all of a sudden, now they're in the top four of the West, which the West is loaded with amazing teams because the sixth seed in the West beats probably. The third and fourth in the East, so
completely agree.
Here you go.
He just changed that team and put them into an instant contender. That's what I'm saying. He made that team from what they had and made them way better to put them right in the playoff hunt.
Dude,
how about this
list? I completely disagree with Tony Parker.
How about this? How about this?
Tony Parker's horrible.
The MVP
horrible,
of
but.
All year, all whatnot. Jeremy Lin, winner, winner, winner.
Losing.
guy who's injured and not going to play the rest of this year.
According to Sal and all that nonsense, he doesn't even need to play to be the MVP of anything. Just saying. Anyways, is in love with him.
Another player.
Another question I have. Do you think the MVP will be on the NBA championship team?
Probably.
He should be. I think it should be Durant or LeBron James.
I don't think it should be LeBron.
I think they're going to meet each other in the finals, to be honest.
I completely disagree that he should be. I don't disagree that it's going to be Durant or LeBron. Because I think if the Heat, I think the Thunder have a very solid chance to make it. I don't think the Heat do.
What about Dirk Nowitzki? Dirk Nowitzki is a little bit down there on the list, but Dirk Nowitzki, he's old too. Don't get me wrong, but he still carries his team.
Wait, I'm going to throw another name in who's leading his team.
Kyrie Irving?
No.
Wait,
that's rookie of the year.
If you're thinking about Kevin Love and how he dominates his team and makes his team a contender, what about Dwight Howard?
I agree, but I don't think that Dwight has the most 2020 games in the NBA.
He's also
the
most top 10 of the list.
He's
the
best center in the league by far. Not
yeah,
even close.
But his team, like you said, his team is not that good.
Their team is third in the East.
That doesn't mean they're good. It's
How
the
does
East.
It not mean they're good?
Because they'd get
they've
beat by the
like
top
34
they'd get
games
beat by
year.
The top six teams in the West. That's why they're not that good. That puts them at ninth in the NBA.
My point is they're in the playoffs, and that's why he's being looked at. Even Kevin Love is barely out of playoffs and dominating just the same exact way. You said the same exact thing before about Kevin Love.
Yeah, Kevin, he makes his team significant. I guess, okay, I guess you do have a
Dwight
good
Howard
point.
Makes, I guess, name yeah. one other player that's good on the Orlando Magic.
Oh, let's be honest.
Sal's got a point.
Say J.J. Redick or I'll shoot you.
I was going to say J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick was good in
It took
college.
You that long to think of his
in
name.
College.
I doubt he's anywhere near that list.
Jameer Nelson. And I'm like, no, this is not true. J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick was only good in college.
Hey,
after
Redick?
College.
I want to throw this out there to J.J. Redick and Vance Mayall. Duke sucks.
Vance Mayall, who actually literally just called me two minutes ago.
So
Duke sucks.
You're going to get a bunch of angry Duke fans on your ass.
It's okay.
It's okay? Is it worth it?
Completely worth it.
Awesome. Enjoy it then.
I just made Duke fans unbalanced.
Okay, real quick, just on this topic, pick your NBA MVP.
NBA MVP? I'd have to go with Durant. Durant's always a powerhouse. He's always a threat. Even if he's having a bad day, Durant can pull through in a third or fourth quarter and just own any team that goes against him.
I'm with him, Durant. I think Durant's where it's at.
I think Durant deserves it.
Just all of you pick Durant. I can't pick Durant.
You can pick Carmelo Anthony.
Obviously.
All right.
Well, I mean, I pick Carmelo Anthony 10 times out of 10. But anyway, since we're not talking about that, no, I'm going to go with LeBron. I don't want to go with
Cleveland
LeBron.
Fan. Now we all just hate you even more.
And
right?
I'm aware of this, and trust me, I not even being a Cleveland, don't even want to see LeBron.
Why don't you take your crayons and think about what you just said? Think about what you just said, Sam.
I will.
That is true. We all got notebooks today to write down notes in the middle of the show, and they thought it was a great idea to buy Sal crayons, and by far the funniest thing. His face
if
was
people
priceless.
Know Sal, they will understand the joke.
That is true. It was priceless.
Don't worry.
His eyes lit up like Christmas morning.
It was only an APAC.
That is true. It was only an APAC. Our bad.
Alrighty. So new thing we're going to do this week, especially this week, considering last week we couldn't do it. But we're gonna throw out some fan topics. So you guys tweeted us at WFishbowl. You guys sent us stuff on willbefishbowl@gmail.com. I know, Stefanik, you sent us something. You guys sent us Willoughby Fishbowl. You guys messaged us, Searinger. You sent us a few things.
On Facebook.
A lot of people sent us stuff. So what we want to do is we want to hit on a few fan topics we thought were important. So we're going to do this every week. So keep sending stuff in. You guys have a relevant topic. Send it in. We'll definitely hit on it. If you guys send us one topic, what we're going to do is we're gonna hit on your topic at the next part of the show after we talk about these few topics. We're going to go back to the fishbowl. Everything's getting thrown in there. The topics I have that we didn't get to talk about, you know, some of the ones Dave didn't get to talk about, we're throwing them in the fishbowl. So fans, you have topics, throw them in the fishbowl. We'll pull them out maybe at the end of the show. So first one I want to talk about, and this comes from Searinger, Mike Searinger off Facebook, is Division III scholarships. If you think it should be okay for Division III athletes to get scholarships or you don't. And I know he brought up a few examples, Fife, if you want to pull his examples up really quick.
I'm going to try to look for them. But, if it's a college and you can get a scholarship, you should be able to get a scholarship for it. I feel personally that it's just the Division III schools that don't want to pay for the student to go. They want their money. I think they're just kind of greedy at that point. That's my personal belief. But I mean, go ahead.
I don't disagree with the fact that I think D3 kids should get something. Something. It's hard to go to Division III, and a lot of athletes, they go to Division III schools just to play their sport. Syringer did it.
That is true.
I was going to, but I wanted to go to a bigger school. Sal, didn't you look into some schools for track?
Yeah, I would have liked to, but again, I didn't know what I want to major in. I was just like, I'm just going to go to.
They need water boys on those teams.
If you love your sport, you want to keep playing. That's the basis of it. So D3 might be your only option, which is why I think we shouldn't say that. I don't know how to put this. I don't want to say they should give scholarships because it makes it where they have to be more selective. Whereas I got told at my brother's school, hey, our soccer team's terrible and you didn't play last year. You want to come play soccer? And I was like, you're serious. You're actually serious right now. So I think it's almost better that they don't give out scholarships. It gives kids
more
room.
Do they get more financial aid? Do you figure to do sports and stuff like that? Is that one of the things they throw at you? No? Maybe they should just change it to more financial aid thrown at you.
Think about people. Pierre Garçon, NFL.
That is true. I guess, to a point.
It depends. I mean, honestly, if you're good enough to get a scholarship in D3, you could probably get a scholarship other places most of the time. I would think there'd be a little correlation to that. But I mean, since we're on the subject of D3 and scholarships, what do you think about? I know they talked about a while ago. I think it was last summer where they talked about if they give stipends to D1 athletes, with their scholarships, because they always say you can't get jobs. How do you feel about that? Getting paid a little, getting paid extra through your scholarship when you're college athlete, so you don't get the tattoo scandals and all that other stuff.
No,
you don't
already.
Like that?
You already get your college paid for. I know it's hard, and I know a lot of kids, we had to do, you do what you can when you're in school.
But you really can't get a job, though, when you're out there, so you at least, I'm not saying a big stipend.
I don't disagree.
The thing is, they're not going to limit to just like football, as most people would think. It would be spread all around.
You're still getting college paid for.
True, but you're going to play because you're good at what you do, or you should be paid for what you do.
Especially with these colleges making millions of dollars off of these kids, I think you should probably get a little of this. I mean, I'm not saying a lot of money, but a little something to help you pay out. Because I don't want to see any more scandals where people like trying to sell certain things and then get suspended. NCAA suspensions are even ridiculous nowadays. So you could jaywalk down the street, you get suspended 3 games.
I don't think it's ridiculous for people to sell stuff. I don't. I disagree with that completely. I think it's ridiculous to say that you're not going to give Division III kids scholarships, but you're going to give Division I kids scholarships and stipends. What else do you want to give them? You want to give them new cars?
They get that anyways from the boosters. That's why this would help
eliminate
a lot of that stuff. It would help eliminate a lot of the little things that they suspend athletes for that ruin them anyways.
I don't disagree. And I mean, with stuff that goes on, like you, D3 is an avenue. There's D3 players that have gone on to play for the Yankees, the Brewers, teams like that.
And if they're
that
good, they should definitely be.
Not even that they're that good, but it gives you the time to improve yourself.
That is true.
It gives you the 4 years you need to not only get a degree, but improve at what you really want to do. Which is why it's in college kids, they might only get 2 years of that. Sorry.
Now, going back to what we were going with, Mike's example is, I want to say, this kid named Ryan, he attended St. Francis University, which is a D3 school, and he was an Olympic marathon runner. He didn't get any scholarships. He didn't get anything like that. Yeah, you're good at what you do, but an Olympic runner, you definitely should get a scholarship somewhere to go play to do that. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, okay, and there I see examples like DeSalvo signing with the Yankees. And I disagree with that because Olympics, you don't get that much money anyway, bro. You're not. With DeSalvo, he can make so much money playing in the MLB.
That is true, but we're going with any aspect of all athletes who come from a D3 school. Obviously, most players who go to a D3 school and know they're good go to make themselves look better because of all the people around them aren't as good. Now, if they were giving out scholarships, wouldn't you think that more talented people would be attracted to going to those schools then?
I do. I agree.
So but in the long run, it would make them money.
What is that? What is the thing called? The one year rule in basketball that they have now, where you have to play for a solid year. It makes it so the better kids are going to not go to the MLB or NBA. They're going to go to like Kentucky and Kansas and Ohio State. And the guys who could have gone there and been a bench player are going to go to OU, and which is what's making them better. It'll make all schools better and even it out. And that's what the NCAA
does. It's not even a quick
sort of off-subject thing. Do you think Calipari, I heard he's being looked at for the Knicks. Do you think he's going to leave the NBA?
No. He said, why would I leave? We just won a national championship. So there's no way.
Sal, what do you think?
Sal not a chance at all. No. I want Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson ain't coming out of retirement.
Yes, no way. They were already talking about him.
No, he's not.
It would be one of his dream jobs to work in the
All right. No. Back on topic.
Exactly.
I think to give them scholarships, it almost not demeans Division I, but it tones it down.
To a point, yes, I'll agree. To a point, yeah.
And like, and then how do you distinguish? Like, Akron's not Division I in all sports, right? They're Division II in baseball, Division I in football, which you shouldn't be.
They're
be
Division
honest.
I in football. You're like
1-18 in the past 5 years,
right? Like, how do they go Division
go Patrick
I in football?
That's all I gotta say.
I should smack you.
And I'm being 150% sarcastic.
You better hope so. When I was in high school, my senior year was his sophomore year or his junior year? I don't know. He was my quarterback. I'm not going to say it was terrible, but he was
and
my
that's
quarterback.
Charles Barkley in the dress, by the
that
way.
That is true.
He couldn't throw a
spiral. He was in a good offense for his.
That's true.
What his
he had an awesome line blocking for him. He doesn't have that at Akron.
That's what helped him.
Thank
that
you,
is
Sal.
True.
Okay.
The fact that he can see over anything on the field in high school.
But I just don't think that you can justify things like that. And I'd almost disagree more with the stipends for Division I than I would with the scholarships for Division III. Because you're just giving guys who don't need to pay for college, you're just giving them money. They already get stuff. Why do you need to give them more? Like, it sucked the way it turned out for Ohio State. It really sucked.
But you're thinking of, I'm talking about overall. Like, even women, you know, you're thinking just got, but if you're thinking for overall, though, for stuff, I mean,
no.
I think it would
help.
Are you
going to give Division II stipends? Because you have to if you give Division I stipends. FYI.
Honestly, I would actually put the discretion. I would allow it for the NCAA, but should allow it, and the discretion is on the university.
Oh, wow. So then people will pick certain schools to go to so they get money instead of going to shitty schools.
They do the same thing anyways. Have you ever heard of the friend of the program stuff?
What if
boosters do that for anybody
to recruit?
What if Indiana decides we want to give out stipends, but Ohio State doesn't? You know that means in 4 years, Ohio State might suck and
Indiana
might be awesome.
And
it's just because
possible.
You guys
that's
made
a,
that rule.
Yes
choice,
and no, but
that's
it's
for Ohio
there's
State.
Not yes and no. It's yes that will
not
happen.
Not really, no.
Yes.
I disagree with that.
No
will
college
be,
athlete
it
would
definitely
pick to go to Ohio
possible.
State and not get money as to go
okay,
to Indiana and get money.
Okay, but you can only take a certain amount of scholarship players anyways. So when that fills up, you have no other choice to go anywhere else anyways.
Yeah, but that means the better guys are going to Indiana to get money that you're giving them.
Some people, like, not everybody's going to do that, though. A lot of people, it
are
depends.
You serious?
Not, I'm telling
They're
you, not
selling jerseys for tattoos. Are you serious?
It's... Totally possible, but it also depends,
it depends on the player.
You make that, and you make this. You don't make this stipend that much money.
Yeah,
you make it to where it's not that tempting to be like, hey, I need to totally switch my college career.
Was it like $150 like a month or something? Probably you add.
Yeah, then what's the point of doing
something
that?
Small because it's
because it helps them
out
so they don't have to worry
bit.
About it and sell the stuff and
so
get.
You
this
don't
money.
Hear about
you said $150,
$200 like a month. I'm saying like that's
that,
something
in America now that might pay for gas.
That is, well, he's got a point.
Not
grocery.
Not do anything.
But it's going to help him pay for the little things. Every yeah, it's going to pay
just
for the little things.
No, that's ridiculous.
You're both ridiculous.
I mean, if you're a scholarship athlete, you're not going to have that much time to get a job. So that's basically the same kind of payment you'd get with a job because you won't have enough time to do it.
Exactly. That's all they need.
That's basically what it is.
So how come
keeping the honest people honest? That's all you're going to do.
How come Claiborne?
You're making it so certain people can get money and certain people can't.
How come Claiborne couldn't find enough time to study for the test then? Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Because you don't study for the test. You actually work out and actually do position drills. So that has nothing to do with it.
Always has something to do with it.
All right. So back on the Jesus.
Back on the Jesus, huh?
This one comes
Jesus?
From Frank Nero over there. On
delicious.
The, over there on the Twitter, on that there Twitter. Since we talked about last week, we talked about our favorite three beers and our favorite three liquors. You want to know just our least favorite three beers, least favorite three liquors, just out of curiosity over there. So you want to, Sal, you start. I want to hear this.
I'll make it quick and simple. Guinness.
Wow.
Liquor. Now liquor.
Yeah, go liquor.
G- Guinness, Guinness, Guinness.
Okay.
Good enough. Good enough. He'll drink any liquor, but he won't drink Guinness.
You want me?
I'll make one a shot. I'll say my least favorite beer is obviously Guinness. My least favorite shot would be something
Irish
called
Irish Carbob.
Yeah, Irish Carbob. No, that's up there definitely in the top three. That's probably number two. Beckley Abortion. Shot.
What? Oh my Never god!
It's called a back. It literally,
Dennis Campbell, what is wrong with you?
This shot literally looks like a back alley abortion. It's horrible. I don't know what is in it, and it's
so
terrible.
Sal, you know
it's
what a back terrible. Alley terrible. Abortion looks like? Apparently, you've been in a couple back alleys there.
Shh! Don't worry about that.
Oh, if
your, your mom would be so proud.
If I didn't say something before the show, I would have said something. But
exactly.
Would be my top number one of each one, or I guess however you want to look at it.
How about you, Dave? What's your third least
third
favorite beer?
Be Jose. Jose Cuervo.
Jose?
Worst. And then, what did I have at number two? I can't remember. I know Natty was one of them, too.
Are we going liquor and alcohol together?
Yeah, it's a combo. Okay.
No. You're going to go three beers and three liquors.
I wouldn't know three beers with that stuff. Well, if I have to go that.
I got two.
If you can't think of them, just do. I guess.
Oh, then Jaeger would be the other one. Screw
my
Jaeger.
God, are you serious?
Jaeger's delicious.
Oh no way.
Jaeger's horrible. No way. Two shots of Jaeger in one time.
It's a cup of syrup. It's all it is. It's a cup of syrup.
Twizzlers in a cup.
It's a cup.
That's
of syrup.
All it
that,
is.
You just
it is.
Made it sound disgusting. FYI,
dude, I love Twizzlers.
Disgusting.
Have you seen my body? Life, love go. Twizzlers.
No. Not surprised.
Really, I would have never guessed.
Really, hey now. Now I'm gonna go with third least non-like liquor would have to be, I would have to go with Maker's Mark. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh my god, terrible.
That is Mark like, is good. What are you talking
that's
about?
That's like sushi-like whiskey.
Captain that is like
obviously.
It's like straight alcohol poisoning.
It's like
are you
straight
kidding
whiskey
me?
Is what it is, which is delicious.
It's disgusting. Wow. That might have been a little
keep going.
All right. Now my second, I would have to go with something a little bit disgusting. Have you ever heard the shot Redheaded Slut? Gross.
I have, and
gross.
They're actually really good.
Gross.
It's I disagree actually not good at all.
Thank you. That would have to, I don't know what's in it. I can't remember.
I think they were
obviously
really
I can't remember. But it was just flat out disgusting. Not going to lie. Now, I guess the least favorite of all to drink would have to be, God, this almost made me puke, and I don't really freaking puke. I sweaty Mexican. None of you probably even know what that is. Yes, it sounds a little racist, but
has Tabasco sauce.
It is.
Well,
what is
many
it?
Liquors, you know, they have Tabasco. No, we did not say anything else. You said Tabasco sauce.
Right. It is. I had to do a shot of that because I don't know why I was dumb enough to do it, but I did. And I think I literally almost puked. It was disgusting. And yes, that is true. Least favorite beer definitely has to be something stupid, like Dragon's Milk. That is the most
Dragon
disgusting
milk
thing in the
yeah,
entire world.
Oh, God forbid, it'd be number 69. We think it's cool.
Right.
Oh.
Like we got
Winking Lizard Challenge is what they're
referring
to. That
is true. The Winking Lizard Challenge. And I swear to God, Dragon's Milk, never drink it. It is a dark beer, but it is gross. I love dark beers. But pretty much, I am almost out. So have fun.
All right. So... Yeah, okay, so third least favorite beer is Guinness. The head-on Guinness, actually not that bad. The beer part, terrible. It's terrible. Terrible.
You really said terrible.
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 Liquor, my number three, I'm going to have to go with any kind of tequila in the world.
Oh my God,
and
I hate
certain
you.
People that are sitting to my general left will know why.
Margarita Mondays.
Don't hate
margarita
tequilas just for your
or,
damn
was
margaritas.
Monday we just call it Margarita Mania.
No, what,
you got to have Patron in that.
What is Margarita general, Monday? What is Margarita it's Monday?
Awesome.
Enlighten us.
Exactly
enlighten the fans.
Exactly,
like
exactly what it sounds like.
Awesome, yeah.
Just margaritas
and then
you
go to
all
class
day?
On Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like a good time.
Except to go to class on Tuesday, I should say.
That reminds me of...
Next least favorite beer, I'm going to have to say... Is it Dogfish or Doghead?
Dogfish.
Dogfish head.
Dogfish has a beer that is a 90 and it's called Raisin Something. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever
I
had
love Dogfish head products. It is
next
delicious.
Next to.
Good beer. Dogfish is.
Yeah, but their 90 Raisin is terrible. Next to Dragon's Milk.
Dragon's Milk.
I've yet to have the Dragon's Milk, and I don't think I will.
I don't think I'm going to either.
I think I'm buying Dave Dragon's
gross.
Milk next week.
The next two liquors, though.
Can't really buy it.
Next two liquors, though, I'm going to go Maker's Mark, and then
thank you.
Don't get mad. Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Somebody's going to die.
It's so bad.
Somebody just got deleted off a sales phone.
Right. Yeah.
We're not my friend.
You're no longer Facebook friends. Deleting you off the Twitter? Doesn't Sal have a Twitter?
Off of that there Twitter.
Off of that damn Twitter.
All right, okay. All right, so. Whoops. All right, so, okay, moving on. After the liquor incident, Sal, Jack Daniels sucks. One thing just I know saying. We talked about a few weeks back, one thing we want to hit up that Mike Stefanik, my brother, brought up. NFL divisional breakdown. What exactly we're going to be hitting on is the place of all of them and, you know, who's going to be the best division in football and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if you guys want to – who wants to hop in on this one?
No, who do you
Sal,
think?
Sal, please stop laughing.
Personally, you got to go with – there's actually two divisions that are going to be tough. They're always going to be a powerhouse. Actually, I don't think our division right now with the Browns, the Steelers are old, they're gone. Cincinnati and the Ravens are really the only ones in our division that are going to be good. So we're not even in divisional races. We're just done with that. Who do you think personally?
No.
Who do you think personally? What division for you is going to be a powerhouse?
I'm going AFC North.
Yeah, right. I would have to agree.
I don't want to say it's NFC South.
NFC South or NFC East?
NFC South, definitely, for sure.
AFC East North, NFC South.
I don't even say they are. They're not. They're definitely. Mediocre.
No, and you definitely. Know what? If the Steelers had the team they did a few years ago, I would say us, especially with what we have going for us right now, but they don't, so I'd have to agree AFC North and NFC South. Those are going to be the two powerhouses.
NFC South is going to be awesome.
Right.
NFC North, too. I think that's still going to be powerhouse up there. Chicago and Green Bay alone. Yeah.
True.
And Detroit. At the same time, Detroit's won 10 emergence.
Games last year just...
But Chicago and Detroit are going to be battling left and right. The way that's going to be, it's going to be crazy up there.
Detroit, yes, to
and you
a
still
got to
say the Packers are going to win 12-plus games minimum.
Right, because the Packers...
I think we can honestly say the North and South is going to be some good divisions. The East and West got to catch up.
Right.
No matter which conference.
It's, we're talking it's especially you know the West.
West, definitely.
Sadly,
in the NFC East... You could say, I mean, the Patriots just won that came from the Super Bowl.
Sadly, even if the
the Giants won the Super Bowl, so I know we're dogging about a lot of them, but
that's
fine. Just duly noted. Just make sure you know the Super Bowl true. Winner and the runner up.
Like I said a little bit ago, like I wish the Steelers were going to be good this year, so we had Cincinnati, the Ravens, and the Steelers. So I can say we're at least in a winning division. As a Browns fan,
don't be surprised. The Steelers are still a good team.
Yeah, but they're gonna
win.
They're on the decline.
Right,
they're on the decline because they can't afford everybody and they're getting old.
They're on the decline, but I still see them winning 9 to 10 games.
9 to 10 game is a two, fair,
which
fair
could make right. the playoffs easily.
Nah, not with the other teams in the other divisions. I don't think
tough.
So.
Make
the
it's playoffs. Tough.
We'll no, see. Like
definitely made the playoffs
to a point. Like Cincinnati and the Ravens will definitely be in the playoffs. That's for sure. And I'm going to go with that 100%. Cincinnati is definitely going to be strong this year. They're going to put up probably some of the most offensive touchdowns and offensive yards that any other team will come and pair. They are just a solid offense. And
I think you're really hyping up their offense.
I agree. I think
you're
sure offense, dude, is.
They have Dalton, who's a decent quarterback. He's pretty decent. And he was AJ Green, who's going to be a premier wide receiver.
Yeah,
right.
He's easily not a top 10 wide receiver. Probably.
You have Gresham, who's a decent tight end, but he's not really like a blocking tight end.
No, but he's a tight end.
And
that
what
can
else do you, what else
lot.
You have on that offense? Those are the three components I told you about.
They don't have a great running game.
They have no Benson.
No.
They just got Green Ellis, but he's just a decent backup.
He's a good enough backup.
Right.
Good enough backup, okay. But he's not a premier
okay.
running back.
Right. I'm not saying that.
And what other receiver do they have?
I don't understand your point at all.
TJ Hoosier
right.
is not there
you're
anymore.
Saying,
one receiver, one tight end, and one quarterback do not make your offense. That's
you're
what I'm
saying.
That is not technically true.
You're
because
saying that a mediocre Steelers team who's getting very old is going to beat out the Bengals.
There's no way.
I never said that. Yes. He's talking about their offense.
I'm saying their offense is going to be a powerhouse.
My point was he's overhyping their offense.
It was supposed to be a divisional breakdown of teams, not offense. So
I'm just saying. I was just saying their offense is going to be a powerhouse.
You just hyping
the
up Bengals
defense
for no
is what's going to win a lot of games for them. And they got a decent offense, but he was overhyping
are we still
him a lot.
On the AFC North. Okay, AFC North. AFC Ravens.
North.
Ravens. Are we going to go? Ravens are going to win the AFC North, right?
Obviously, yeah.
We're betting on that. Okay. AFC East. Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm willing to bet that the Jets come in.
It's hard to say
fourth.
Anybody else than that one.
Yeah, Patriots are
hey, the
not
Jet,
to be mean, I'm
hey,
serious.
Those geniuses of the Jets GM there, who did they just get? I remember they just got some amazing player from Denver, right?
That one quarterback.
Tough.
I don't know what you're talking about.
His name.
I hope he starts.
Is he another quarterback?
I swear he played for somebody in the south of college. I don't remember.
I swear, he's not
a very good
football
player.
Soundboard
he's
in
not,
half.
Not.
If you do not stop, I'll talking about my least favorite player.
I'll give you a hint. I'm a virgin.
Who's on your favorite team there?
So,
Paul, just to clarify, who are we talking about again?
I think we're talking about Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Oh,
So what happens?
I don't even know who that is.
What happens, Sal, if Tim Tebow is your starting quarterback?
I will not watch football.
You will not watch football. Why is that?
All of you.
Okay.
He's going to become a Browns fan.
That's because Tim Tebow sucks. Okay, so we're going Patriots in first in the AFC East.
Ravens.
We'll see. And then Ravens. Okay, AFC South.
Texans.
Got me the Texans.
Texans, yeah.
I think
especially
with
the healthy
Texans,
Matt Schaub.
Texans, and depending on, it depends on who the Titans can get, but I think Texans are the clear front runner currently.
Yeah,
and who they get in the draft
right,
and whatnot
okay.
is what
put that draft for the that. Titans is really going to change
all right.
something.
Now it will. It used to be interesting, not as much anymore. They might be a factor now. AFC West, Broncos.
You know what?
With Peyton, I think Peyton definitely puts that
it's
team
Peyton
there.
Manning.
But you still
he's
got
Peyton
the defense.
Do you want me to bring up the rankings right now?
But the defense is still there for Denver, and Peyton Manning changes that offense.
Obviously.
They actually have somebody that can throw farther
you
than 10 yards.
I say the Chargers are.
They'll be there. I'm not saying, okay, now let's do this.
Who
fifth
would be
seed.
The. Huh?
Fifth seed.
Fifth
first
seed?
Wild card team.
AFC North. Somewhere
I'm
there.
Going Bengals.
Bengals would be a good choice.
Yeah.
Sixth wild card team.
For a wild card, yeah.
Steelers.
My sixth wild card team. San Diego Chargers.
That's actually a good prediction.
That's a problem. And not just saying the Chargers. I say whoever doesn't. Win the West, maybe.
I think Raiders
might have a chance. Not a good one, but I think they might have a chance.
I'd struggle with the Raiders.
I don't know how confident Carson Palmer is leading that team. But
which is so knowledgeable.
I think Carson Palmer is still pretty good. He's still pretty decent.
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying I'm not too positive.
I think whoever doesn't win there, it could be Chargers or Oakland. I think are probably your best options on that.
So
I like the Chargers coming out of that.
I
like the Chargers.
They would be a nice addition to, especially to a wild card seed. They will make the playoffs so much more interesting because they would play. Harder than almost any other team in the playoffs as a wild card.
We talk about the Raiders,
the Chargers.
Oh yeah, I could buy that. Mm-hmm. They could be one of those six seeds like the Steelers were how many years ago that make the Super Bowl. I could buy that.
Exactly. Right. Like
Packers is the same thing. I think they were five.
I think they were five. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same
idea though.
I struggle with saying the Raiders are going to beat the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much we ruled the Chiefs out. Like Romeo, look, dude. Like I love you and all. I'm not Juliet, but I love you and all. But like, let's be honest, Chiefs aren't that good, bro.
I think Romeo's going to have a good shot
with the Chiefs, but
Peyton
they're not that good right
sucks
now.
Sucks for you.
They had a lot.
We're going to get Trent Richardson. You could suck it.
If we get Trent,
right, high percentage I believe is on Trent Richardson, but I'm not going to guarantee anything currently because that's not how it works.
All right, okay. Moving on, we're going to start with one of the tougher ones, the NFC North.
That is.
I think it's a
up.
Coin flip between Green Bay and Chicago.
And you put the other one at five.
Green
Maybe.
Bay?
No.
Watch this.
I think it'll be Green Bay. I still love
Green Bay will be in the NFC
but
championship.
Chicago with that defense, and they got Brandon Marshall on the offense, so they
you
actually know
an,
how to do it
an
with
Forte. You
increasingly
good Chicago team.
I'm not disagreeing.
And J.O.D., this is a shout-out to you, even though you won't be listening right now.
I love
an increasingly
Detroit.
Good Chicago team against a Detroit team that you know they're getting better, but they're not that.
Honestly,
I love Matt Stafford and I love Kelvin Johnson.
Okay, yeah, everybody
amazing,
can love a transformer,
yes.
Sal.
And he's Java Best,
when you're a robot
Megatron
playing a human, you can win.
Healthy Java Best too.
I am,
and he. I don't think he's going to be playing. He's still got that concussion thing, and he's already had five concussions in what 3 years probably right
not
now.
To
is,
say
that,
that Nick Fairley is not going to be
that's a hell of a lot, and
I don't think
it's really going
to. Not to say that,
and
now
Michael
Shore,
the other
again.
Running back they drafted last year, who was out, but he just got like marijuana like charges, whatever brought up. So I mean,
he did. Yeah,
it's hard to say. I honestly, and it always depends on Stafford being healthy as the other part, and you can never count on that.
That's what happens when you have a paper shoulder.
The only thing that's really going to keep them there is the defensive line.
Let's take a vote right now. Winner of the AFC North or NFC North? I say Packers.
Yeah, Packers. I'm good with Packers to win it.
I honestly, I think Dave Chicago's pulling. So, okay, I think Chicago might
majority
pull
majority say
out.
We'll say on the Packers. NFC East.
See, I think that's going to be yeah. I think that's going to be another close one. That's going to be too hard to judge.
Be very close. It'd be you like I think nine or ten honestly, game winner at best.
Again, that goes back to the draft, in my opinion.
Right. I think that
who
goes
they can pick up
straight
in the draft.
To whoever they can get in the draft. If
do you think RG3 can take the Redskins there with what they got? I know they got great defense. Do you think
it'd be interesting to see? I think they're a year away.
All right. So I want to. Okay, we're going to go around right now. Sal, who wins?
I say Giants, but I'm hesitant.
Very biased on that one.
Dave, who wins?
I'm going to trust in RG3, Redskins.
Fife, who wins?
I'm going to trust in to piss Brett off, Giants, with Eli Manning.
I'm with Dave, Redskins.
You're saying Redskins.
I don't think they
Roy
jumped
Helu
that high.
Is going to be the back.
They have amazing defense. I think amazing defense. You got a quarterback in there that can do really well.
With a
and Shanahan's offense.
How many games they win last year? Six? No.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Probably
I think they won
six
last year. Yeah, and that's only three away from the Super Bowl champs. Because at any one point, the Giants fail,
I understand.
They lose.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
If they
but
fail.
But the Cowboys are also another
good
team.
If the Redskins get a quarterback.
Nobody's said yet.
I'm pretty sure the Redskins lost to the Giants twice. So if the Redskins get a quarterback, that means it gives them one win, right? That puts them at 7-9.
Possibly.
Giants
possibly.
Do not make the Super Bowl, right? Because they don't make the playoffs. Yes.
Changes,
give them one more win.
And changes,
one more win from at least the Cowboys.
Everything.
Playoffs. I'm
now,
just saying.
And the Cowboys made the playoffs.
It's the kind of mentality that the Broncos, Peyton Manning, automatically gives you four wins. I think RG3 is that kind of guy. He might not be right in the first like four games of the season.
That deep
down the stretch,
they have a dominating defense. This was definitely going to put him there, and that's the difference.
And
if they didn't have
Fred
that
Davis
defense,
and
Fred
Ray
Davis
Helu, is Portis still there? I think with
no,
Portis,
Portis is not there, gone. But they have Santana Moss.
Is he on? Is he
they
on?
Have Santana Moss.
Is he on the?
He's on the bench.
He's on the Manchester
nowhere.
Dragons in the Europa League, right?
The Redskins didn't have an amazing defense like they do. I wouldn't say that, but I think they have an amazing defense.
I think they have a decent defense. I don't think they have an amazing.
They have a top
okay.
10 defense.
So we're easily. Calling. Okay, so let's say we didn't come to a conclusion off that. Okay. NFC South.
That's
about
the
it?
Toughest one right there.
NFC.
I think,
why do you have to be douchebags?
I,
you guys are
I honestly think that's every one of those teams
Saints,
down there has a chance.
It's close. It's very close. I say the Saints. Still,
let's vote, Sal.
Saints.
Honestly, I think Tampa. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
Depending on
with all the free agency activity they got.
Depending on who they pick up, either in the draft or free agency, Tampa Bay will be a contender. But right now, you have to give it to the Saints. Right now, not saying anything else besides that.
I'm gonna struggle to agree with you guys and say the Saints.
Like, don't get me wrong.
I'm just worried about the Sean Payton effect and all that stuff. And what other suspensions are the Saints going to be handed because of that whole thing? That's what I'm still a little bit worried about.
All right,
I'm just hesitant to go, that they can recover from that
right,
whole situation.
Well, we're going to democracy rules out, majority rules, Saints win it.
That is true.
NFC West.
Is that
this should
a
be
joke?
Simple.
So, yeah, I mean, just it's got to be 49ers. But.
All right, really? I thought it was the Rams. Come on.
I'm
they're doing awesome.
Sam
right?
Bradford over there. He's just
yeah.
So good.
Jeez.
Hey,
yeah,
hey, but Matt Stafford has one paper shoulder. Sam Bradford, you have two.
Yeah, Sam Bradford
throwing
to nobody.
Douche.
49ers
easily.
49ers.
49ers completely.
The only team I think can see complete is Arizona, but I think it's
Arizona.
Are we willing? Now, here's my next question. Are we willing to give one wild card to the NFC North and one wild card to the NFC East?
NFC South.
No.
South has got to have it.
South
and North.
We have to pick one that
South
wins NFC
right,
NFC
South
NFC
or North.
East. Somebody, we have to pick one that wins NFC East.
I wouldn't say that.
That's too hard. Not
to.
One of them probably.
Why?
I think the NFC kicks the shit out of each other.
Right.
And one of them wins and the other one doesn't make the playoffs. I think the South and the North will be the two wild cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chicago, Green Bay, and then we'll probably
I'd
go
say
with
Saints and Bucks.
For the wild card?
I think if we were going to say Saints are going to win, it's going to be a big competition between Atlanta and Bucks. And honestly, I don't put it so far past that Carolina could not be in the hunt. I think even though I hate Newton, I think they have a chance where they can put up a good team and compete.
So NFC, who makes the Super Bowl for the NFC?
That is up for grabs.
I'm going to say with the AFC North team, or not NFC North team. I think one of them is probably Green Bay or Chicago. I think it probably will be the team.
Because they lost in the championship game, I'm going 49ers. I think they're going to take that, bring that back, and their team's gotten better. I think they're going to bring it back, and they're going to make the Super Bowl. Bring it back to the Jerry Rice glory days.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Sorry.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, 49ers will be good.
What's your pick?
49ers will be a good pick to make it to the playoffs and whatnot, but not the Super Bowl. Just going off by that, there's too many other NFC threats that are going to either knock them out early or they're not going to be able to overcome the NFC championship game just to play. I don't think they're a team. Right now, it's still up in debate for me because I think the draft has a lot to do with it and who's going to win. That's just
so
up
pick
to
a
me.
Team,
Sal.
I got to pick the Packers, even though I'm not. It's between Packers and Saints to me.
Okay.
It goes by draft. Saints could have a good draft. Packers can have a good draft, even though neither of them need it. But Saints could have a better draft and still overcome the Packers.
AFC Super Bowl team.
That is
coming out of the north again.
Baltimore Ravens.
Whoa.
You know what? I don't think they win division, but I think the Bengals might go there. They might not win the division, but I think they'll hit the playoffs and they might.
Oh, to the playoffs? Over. Yeah. Not the Super Bowl.
I think they'll make the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl.
I think they might make the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl. They may have not won their division, but they might overtake and go to the Super Bowl. You never know. No one thought the Giants were going to make it when they did.
All right, fine.
No. Denver Giants. Denver Giants, Super Bowl.
I got the Ravens. Fife picks Denver, Sal.
Denver Giants Super Bowl.
I don't have a lot of faith in Flacco, but I like the Ravens' as overall team.
And then Dave's picking the Bungles.
I see they have a shot there. That's what I'm saying.
You should take a 3-iron to your leg, FYI.
Although my second pick.
I'm voting Ohio. That's an Ohio team. I don't care.
I
like the Texans. They're my number two.
How do you not see the Giants repeating or at least making it to the Super Bowl?
Oh, please don't get started.
Trust me, I'm a huge Eli Manning fan,
and I think they got lucky to get there this year.
Hold on, one game, any direction, they don't make the playoffs. If the Redskins are a little better, if the Cowboys are a little better, if the Eagles don't drop the ball, the Giants do not make the playoffs.
To a point,
let alone
yes,
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is true. All right, but if previous events happen like they've done for the past. What? 2 out of the 5 years for Eli Manning, they overcame the Patriots to win the Super Bowl?
We'll see if we get to Eli Manning later in the fishbowl. Okay.
So we'll get to it.
All right. Okay. So next topic, we're gonna come out to from Chris Carpy over there on Facebook. He's wants to have us chime in on the NHL 8th playoff spot.
Now,
so does anybody? Okay, number one, who is even up for this right now?
We have the Florida Panthers, the Washington Capitals, and the Buffalo Sabres. That is going to be. They're both. All three of them are great teams, and it's going to be an incredible matchup between all of them. But at the same time, it's probably going to be a one-way street. The Panthers are probably going to destroy. They're going to come back. Yes, they have the least. They have the least amount.
Amount of what? Really you know, weird. Gaines have also got okay, played yeah, today. Right? The Capitals played Florida today.
But it says
the Capitals
on here,
win?
If the Panthers win out, they win the division.
Right.
Which puts them as a 3 seed. But if they lose, they go to the 8th seed.
Yeah.
So, from
what I looked up a little bit earlier, I believe Florida today lost to the Capitals 4-2. And the Sabres also lost 2-1 to somebody else. I looked up them a second ago. I don't recall. But so that I believe that still puts.
Right. The Sabres lose to Philadelphia.
Yeah. They lost to Philadelphia.
And they're still at a point total of 88. Mm-hmm. Now, that is the Florida Panthers are only at 3 because they are down a few more games. They're down at least 3 games from the Capitals, but they're still up 4 points, which is actually
they only had 25 losses. That's
right.
Why.
Which is still kind of huge. 4 points is still kind of big in the NHL. You can have a 1 point game or a 2-1 game, or you know what? You know, it's just
wins worth 3 points.
Besides the point.
Overtime wins worth 1 point.
That is true.
So I'm talking one game, Capitals Panthers play one game and it's they're 1 point away.
Yeah, well, they played today, and Capitals won today.
And that's 1 point away.
That is 1 point away now. So, what, 92-91 are the Capitals and Panthers, pretty much?
How many games do they play in hockey in the season?
I could not tell you off the top of my head.
82?
82 is the number that comes to my head, but I don't know.
So, that would
correct.
Mean they have one game left. Yeah. So, I'm going to bank that, Carpi, I'm sorry, but I'm going to bank that the Sabres aren't going to make it.
Yeah, they look like the outside looking in to me.
So and then the 3-8. So
no, so like I said, I think the Panthers are still going to pull it out though.
Yeah, Panthers should probably pull it out. Yeah, and the Capitals with Ovechkin.
Don't get me wrong. The Capitals still have a shot, but they still have to have everything go their way.
Win the championship as an 8 seed.
That is true.
Awesome.
That would be awesome. That would be underdog completely.
Really cool. Completely cool.
But so still a decent team.
They are. Yeah. They're always a contender. They know how to play their hockey. I would say they execute their offense probably better than 3/4 of the entire league. Mm-hmm. I think they got in some tough...
Even if the record doesn't show it.
Right. I think they've gotten in some tough situations throughout the entire season to cause some losses. But still, they are always a threat. They are down by 1 point right now, and they still... They have a shot. They have an easy shot.
They have a shot.
So
who do you think matches up well against the Rangers, though?
There's completely...
The Bengals.
Wrong sport.
Dot, dot, dot.
Obviously.
We're sitting at... I mean, the Rangers... You can go...
The Rangers are leading the East.
Red Wings. Red Wings. Red Wings.
Well, I'm saying they play one of these three teams as the 8 seed.
That is true. Awesome. Yeah, that is true. But
as a first round matchup is what I'm trying.
I would like to see the Capitals then against the Rangers. That would actually
Capitals
be
could be a good fight. I also would like to see the Ryan Miller against Lundqvist matchup.
That would be a seat filler for sure. That would be an exciting match, but I still
think... Two elite goalies, Lundqvist dominating this year,
right.
And Ryan Miller, as we all know, used to be the goalie for the USA.
Now, as a team aspect, I still have to go with the Capitals. As a fan seat filler, yeah, you would have to go with those two goalies because they would fill seats, they would fill an arena, and everybody wants to watch that kind of matchup. That would be more of a defensive game, I think, personally.
Carpi.
But
I'm sorry, but I think the Sabres are the odd man out here.
Yeah, the Sabres are probably
apparently
not.
It is just became official. We just looked it up.
Oh, it's
they officially
now
eliminated
the
from the playoffs by their loss today.
At least
to
I was,
the Philadelphia
at least
Flyers.
My mentality was on the right track, so
that
suck it, Carpi. Carpi, suck it.
Angry much,
that just
huh?
Happened.
So
all right, okay.
So we still have the Panthers and the Capitals, right? Yes.
All right, so
yeah, the playoffs are officially set. The Rangers are playing Washington.
Washington? Okay. See, so, all right, like I said, it would be a good matchup with the Capitals and the Rangers.
Okay,
so
good. Okay, no
and
more
Florida's
hockey.
Florida's still number three.
No more hockey.
No more hockey.
Done. Okay, now to the point of the show. We're going to turn to the fishbowl to choose at least a few more topics, all right? But,
no, I want to bring up something that would enlighten Brett so much.
All right, so the first topic is
the quarterback
NFL
rankings.
NFL quarterbacks. First topic out of the fishbowl, NFL quarterbacks. Go.
Wow. All right. So nobody has anything?
Broad that topic. About
NFL
ranking them? About,
let's go
about
top the 10. Top 10 NFL quarterbacks. Go.
What is your
could
one? What is your one?
There, right?
What is your one? What is
Tom
your,
Brady.
Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning.
I'm going to have to go with Eli Manning.
Eli Manning. Philip
Completely
Rivers.
Completely disagree.
Of course he would.
Sure. What, he's number
Drew
8?
Drew Brees.
On top 10, right?
No,
on
because
Eli Manning? Eli's number one.
Right now, quarterback ratings, Eli Manning tops list heading
four,
into
right?
2012.
He should not be top five.
Why? Because he has thrown 30 touchdowns for over 4,000 passing yards.
He shouldn't be top five. Statistically, he's never been top five in his career.
Yes, he has.
No, he has not.
The last
Look
2 years,
up.
He has
No,
been.
He hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Name the five quarterbacks, or the four quarterbacks who were above Eli Manning, because I guarantee you I can name at least seven.
Wait. What do you mean? Above passing yards, touchdown,
anything.
Quarterback efficiency?
Statistically,
what are you
Eli
about?
Is not in the top five ever.
So,
yes.
And you know he's not.
Yes, he is.
Look it up. Go ahead.
Now, personally, again, I loved Eli Manning. I always did. I always argue with Brett about Eli Manning, and
he doesn't want to be. He's actually good.
Right now, he is the number one ranking quarterback heading into 2012. You guys are all obsessed and on Peyton Manning, all that good. He is ranked number 6 only on the top 10.
I want Peyton somebody Maynard to tell me.
There is.
I'm up there
because
with
Because they're just going off of last year's stats. They're
favorites,
going off Eli Manning just came off a Super Bowl win.
Not
and had a good year. And
yes,
Peyton
they
Manning
are.
Just came off,
some of them are
came off of surgery and
Eli
stuff. That's why they're
definitely
not,
top five.
If they were going off that, why is Cam Newton 7?
Because
he had an amazing
Newton,
year last
he does
year.
Amazing, he's not as a quarterback, but as a whole player.
Cam Newton wasn't top five.
Sal can attest to his fantasy.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong.
Fantasy
he was good,
year.
Yeah.
Don't
he
get, I'm not saying
five.
He's not good. I'm
top
not saying
10.
He's not
top
good.
10, yeah, like Eli, top 10, not top 5.
Eli is top
statistically
one.
Prove to me that Eli was top 5. I'll wait. It's going to take you about 15
five.
Years. No, he's not.
30 touchdowns.
You know he's not.
30 touchdown, 4,000 passing yards with 2 Super Bowls in the past 5 years. Both win last minute against Tom Brady, the number one team always against the New England Patriots. I think
I want you to statistically show me that Eli is a top.
I will get you stats. I will get
right
you stats.
Now, look him up.
We're gonna talk
look
about
him up
some more
next
things.
Episode, but because he's
I will
he's
look him up
not.
Next episode. I will.
He's not. I'm going Tom Brady. I'm gonna go Colt McCoy.
I do got something to tell you.
And this is
you
why he has no relevance
Drew Brees,
at all.
Right? Drew Brees, Roethlisberger, and I'm a Browns fan. Roethlisberger is above Eli.
I need to tell
yes,
you one thing.
Is.
One thing, bro. One thing,
more,
bro.
Okay, you want to go by championships? Roethlisberger has more, all right? Roethlisberger is a better statistical quarterback, all right? I want to hear your argument right now.
Championships.
You're talking
he's
about
not
anything.
Better statistically.
Yeah,
no,
yes, he is.
It's 2-2.
You are ridiculous. Yes, he is.
Come on.
You are ridiculous. Yes, he is. Look it up.
Go ahead. Throw us the stats right here, right now. Give us passing yards and touchdown interception
hold
ratio.
On, hold on. I got to say one
between
thing.
Between the two of them.
I got to say one thing. Brett.
That's what we need to see.
You're a little unbalanced. I need you to balance out, all right? You're a little angry. Just saying. Mm. Just saying.
Longest show. We're just going to get to the point. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We want to shout out to if you guys want to check us out on Facebook at WillieBFishbowl, hit us up on Gmail, WillieBFishbowl@gmail.com or the Twitter at WFishbowl. And let us know what you guys think. Send us some topics for next show. And we'll hopefully hear you all again then, all right? So thanks for listening. This is Brett out. Sal, Dave, and Fife, and we'll see you all later.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, brothers.